On Thursday's front page, a surprise from Michigan. The state that got hit earlier and harder in the recession now has a budget surplus. We'll look at the self-made mutual fund executive who's become the chief backer of the super PAC behind Republican Rick Santorum. And homeschoolers are making a play to join sports teams at local public high schools. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says that all of a sudden, Michigan has a revenue surplus. Michigan is cut so much so often that the former budget director there says the floor looked like up. But somehow, $457 million was left over from last year. Every agency and interest group seems to want some of it, and Governor Rick Snyder is hearing from all of them. The state attorney general wants 1,000 new police officers, school officials want to bring back laid-off teachers, and construction workers want to rebuild roads. Snyder, who's a Republican, is scheduled to submit next year's budget on Thursday. Rick Santorum's strong showing on Tuesday could scramble the dynamics of the Republican presidential race. Times reporter Nicholas Confessori profiles the self-made mutual fund executive who's becoming Santorum's biggest backer.
Foster Friis is a mutual fund guru. He's a multimillionaire. He's a guy whose tie to his candidate is about religion.
We must remember the spiritual heritage that we were given in this country.
Foster Friis is a born-again Christian. He believes in Santorum for a variety of reasons, but one important tie that they have is religion, and that's critical here. What we haven't seen so far is a big outpouring of support from the religious right, from religious conservatives who might support someone like Rick Santorum, and who could, if they want to, provide the money that could allow him to compete effectively against Mitt Romney. What we haven't seen yet from Foster Friis is he ready to really open his wallet, put millions of dollars into that super PAC, and then functionally give Rick Santorum the artillery support that he would need to compete effectively in states where the Romney campaign is also going to deploy their financial advantage.
Times reporter Nicholas Confessori. The country that witnessed the Arab world's most sweeping revolution is foundering. Times reporter Anthony Shadid says Libya is chaotic at best. Rival militias have more power in the streets than the government does, and hundreds who were considered loyal to Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi have been left to wait hopelessly in refugee camps. But optimism remains in the capital of Tripoli, not least because Libya still has huge oil reserves. There's been speculation about a possible Israeli military strike against Iran. Thursday's Times says the U.S. and Israel remain at odds over whether Iran's nuclear facilities are nearing a zone of immunity. That phrase was coined by Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak. He was defining circumstances under which Israel could no longer hold back. Inside the Obama administration, the term has come to mean the moment when Iran's push to produce a nuclear bomb makes it invulnerable. Senior Israeli officials say that moment is coming fast. Officials from the Obama administration say the danger is somewhat farther off. In Virginia, homeschoolers are making a play to join high school teams. For now, homeschoolers are ineligible, but Virginia's Republican-controlled House of Delegates passed a bill that would change that. It's the latest move by homeschooling advocates around the country to gain access to extracurricular activities at local public schools. Alabama and Mississippi are expected to take up similar bills later in the year. Homeschoolers refer to them as Tim Tebow bills for the Denver Broncos quarterback. He was homeschooled but played football at a public high school in suburban Jacksonville before going on to the University of Florida. Younger people are starting to tune out television. Viewing is down among Americans ages 12 to 34. It's up among people 35 and older. This word comes from the Nielsen Company, which tracks viewership. Times reporter Brian Stelter says the divide shows the impact of alternatives to television like internet videos, mobile phones, and video games. Inside Thursday's Times, reports of assaults by Syrian forces continued for a fifth straight day. Russian leaders are fending off criticism that they're doing nothing effective to stop the bloodshed. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was back in Moscow after meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad earlier in the week. Lavrov said Russia was trying for open negotiations between the Syrian government and the opposition. Russian researchers say they're going where no one has been for millions of years. They're drilling several miles down into an ancient lake in Antarctica. Apparently, it's been sealed off for between 15 and 30 million years. There have been much disputed hints that life might still exist down there. The lake is below the coldest spot on Earth. It's where, in 1983, scientists recorded the lowest temperature ever, minus 129 degrees Fahrenheit. Men's higher risk for heart disease may be tied to that Y chromosome they have. Researchers say genetic variants may be at play. Men with one of the variants had a 50% higher risk of heart disease compared with men who have the other variant. That risk factor was separate from the usual ones like cholesterol, smoking, and diabetes. Here in New York, court hearings that are supposed to protect homeowners from foreclosure are bogged down in paperwork and requests for additional information. Some 100,000 foreclosure cases are already on the docket, with thousands more expected. State judges are increasingly vocal about what some call outrageous conduct and false statements by lawyers for the lenders. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.